Good afternoon.
How are you?
How are you doing today?
We're doing fine.
Good. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Fine. Stand your down.
Welcome everybody to St. Luke's here for our joyous celebration as we install Reverend Ann Knighting to be the minister for both St. Luke's Lutheran and Union Congregational United Church of Christ. From our Rocky Mountain Synod, we have our bishop here, Mr. Jim Gonia. And from the UCC, we have Lynn Spencer Smith, who is the moderator of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association Conference of the UCC. Welcome all. And there's refreshments after the service outside.
Almost missed the most important announcement, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. It's wonderful to be gathered together for this time of worship. And we will begin with our confession and forgiveness, so I would invite, if you're able, to stand and join in that part of our life. In In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us now confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake God forgives us all our sin. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us join in song, Gather Us In.
Your own, gather us in all peoples. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, you gave the holy apostles many gifts and commanded them to feed your flock. Inspire all pastors to proclaim your word diligently and your people to receive it willingly, that finally we may receive the crown of eternal glory through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
God speaks to us in scripture, reading, preaching, and song. The first reading is from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. That is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things I have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them, the word of God, the word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us read Psalm 121 responsibly. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where is my help to come?
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
The Lord will not let your foot be moved, nor will the one who watches over you fall asleep.
Behold, the Keeper of Israel, will neither slumber nor sleep.
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
The Lord will preserve you from all evil and will keep your life.
The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth.
The second reading is from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beg you to lead life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure, to the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by the craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth in building itself up in love. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Beloved in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be with you this day from our God, who is love, and from Jesus, who is God's heart revealed. What a great day this is, huh? What a marvelous day for you, Pastor Ann, as you step into the fullness of this first call as a minister of word and sacrament, serving not only with one, but two congregations. What a great day for you, people of Union Congregational and St. Luke Lutheran. You've been working in partnership for some time now during sharing interim leadership, but today you make that deeper commitment, pledging yourselves to one another as you go into this journey of shared ministry with the same called pastor. This day is great because it's full of promise. That promise lies first and foremost with the promises that God continues to make to all of us in this very moment. And yet the promises that you will make to one another today, those promises matter too. Promises made as pastor and congregations, one to another. Promises you make as fellow congregations within our life as Christ Church together. All the promises of this day are reflected in the scripture readings that Pastor Ann has chosen. From Isaiah, from Psalm 121, from the letter to the Ephesians, and from Matthew's gospel. Let's take a moment to unpack these promises as they come to us through the words of the scriptures. We begin with the beautiful words from the prophet Isaiah, where we hear how God, creator of the heavens and the earth, calls us and takes us by the hand. For Pastor Ann, that imagery is significant because, as she noted to me, God has indeed taken me by the hand and led me on this path, a path that has brought her now to you. Think for a moment with me about what it means to be taken by the hand. When is it that we are taken by the hand and led? Well, certainly when we are small children and we have no idea where we're actually going, our parents take us by the hand and lead us where we need to go, keeping us safe along the way. Sometimes in our older years, we know where we want to go, we're just not quite sure how to get there. Or we have trouble seeing the path before us. And so we're taken by the hand by someone who helps us get where we know we want to go. Just this last week, we were at our theological conference gathered in Cheyenne, all the clergy of the Rocky Mountain Synod, and we have someone in our midst with a sight impairment. And I watched as our folks were lined up to receive an anointing of oil and a blessing that someone led this colleague by the hand. It wasn't that she didn't know where she wanted to go, but she couldn't get there on her own. And so someone took her by the hand and brought her forward. And then there are those times we are led by the hand because, quite honestly, we're afraid. We know where we want to go. We even know how it is to get there. But we're afraid of what's going to happen when we arrive. Until someone says, "Don't worry, I'll go with you." I've seen it time and time again, and I know you have too. People led by the hand, if you will, into difficult conversations, into a situation of grief, into an unknown diagnosis, the promise of God that you are being taken by the hand in this moment. It encompasses all those senses of what it means to be led. Into the unknown? Yeah, we're headed there. One of my favorite prayers says this: O Lord God, you have called your servants into ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. In these days of what I like to call church becoming, we don't always know what's going to lie ahead of us in this ever-changing 21st century pandemic-ridden life. And it's okay that we don't know, because the God of heaven and earth is taking us by the hand and leading us. At the same time, we know there are things we can see out there that we want to accomplish, goals we've set for ourselves, visions of where you want to go together as congregations, even if you're not quite sure how it is you're going to get there. Fear not. Here too, God promises, I've got you by the hand, Pastor. I've got you by the hand, people of God. And when it comes to what we fear, and believe me, I have seen plenty of congregations in fear right now as they worry about whether they have what it takes to survive, let alone to thrive. When it comes to that fear, listen again. The Lord, who knows you and has called you in righteousness, promises to take you by the hand into the Holy Spirit's ever faithful, ever unfolding future. Taken by the hand. Promise of God. Psalm 121 gives us another dimension of the promise that comes from this God who leads us by the hand. What we hear in this psalm, something your new pastor loves very much, and in part because she has very rarely, as I understand it, lived out of the sight of mountains. Whether that was growing up in western North Carolina, whether it was her years, many years in Southern California, I was there for the ordination, I saw the mountains, or whether it's now here in Buffalo, where the mountains are right out there, what we hear in this psalm is that in looking to these mountains, we find the assurance and comfort of God's unfailing presence, of a God who neither slumbers nor sleeps. Well, I don't know about you, but I am not at my best when I have not slumbered or slept. Having gone through a period of chronic insomnia some years ago, I know the toll it takes when sleep evades you. So I had to ask myself, what exactly is this promise God is making to us here? For God to promise this watchful eye 24/7 is not to suggest that God watches over us in some sleep-deprived condition. No, this promise assures us that the God for whom light and darkness are the same, this God is relentless in devotion to us and will not let a moment go by when we are not seen and cared for. Think of that mother who lets her child wander out there seemingly free, but who never has that child out of sight and is ready to spring into action at a moment's notice. Such is God's devotion as you now venture into this new partnership. God has always got your back, because God is on the watch. So today, we have the promises of a God who leads us by the hand, who neither slumbers nor sleeps, who has got your back. But wait, there's more. This reading from Ephesians offers us themes common at installation services. Here we are promised that God does what? Equips the one united body of Christ with a diversity of gifts needed for mission and purpose. Too often, I think congregations assume, well, if we only had something more, if we only had this or that set of gifts among us, if only we had these people here, and usually it's if only we had the young people, then we could be something, then we could do something more. To which God replies, no. You have exactly what you need right here, right now, to be my people, to be the body of Christ in the place where I have planted you. I promise. Given that promise, together with all the promises that we have heard about so far, you are now able to make your promises to one another as fellow members of the body of Christ. Today you are entering a holy covenant as congregations and pastors and as congregations together. The things that you will promise in this installation service matter. They are not just words. This is not just a ritual that we have to get through. These are promises, a holy and sacred covenant, and your words carry weight. As you make these promises, pastor and congregations to one another, congregations to each other, know that you are building a foundation of mutual commitment and accountability within our life together as Christ's church. One of the things that Pastor Ann noted in choosing this reading from Ephesians is that each of you as congregations have expressed a desire for a pastor who can help you navigate times of conflict and not run away from it or minimize it. That's really significant. At our recent theological conference that I mentioned earlier, we talked directly about conflict, noted its power to destroy, but also lifted up how conflict can actually be a very healthy dynamic when handled well. Conflict gives voice to the different perspectives, to the varied experiences of the diverse members of the body, differences that can bring the fullness of life to the mission and ministry to which you are called. When conflict is seen as an opportunity, it allows everyone to grow and learn and mature. And isn't that what we desire for every single community of faith? That we grow and learn and mature together into the one who is the head of the body. It is this one who is the head of the body, the head of the church, who speaks to us out of these words from Matthew's gospel. In this familiar Great Commission text, Jesus makes several promises. First, he promises that the authority given so that faith can flourish is located where? In him, not in us. It is in Jesus that the authority for the church lies. And the permission to engage in all that Jesus is about, that is given to whom? To us. To members of Christ's body. Keeping those two promises distinct and clear makes all the difference as you enter your new partnership. The authority and the future of the church belongs to Jesus. You and I, we get launched into the future of Christ's church. We are freed to dare and risk and give our best to the task of proclaiming and embodying this unconditional cross-shaped love that is for all people without exception. We get to pour out the love that Jesus has poured into us. And yet at the end of the day, the fruits of our labors don't belong to us. They belong to the one who is the Lord of the church. There's a famous story about, I think it's Pope John Paul XXIII, who is said to have ended every day with a prayer. Lord, I've done everything I can today for your church, but it's your church, and now I'm going to bed. Good night. I like that prayer. Friends, when we are clear about the promise of whose church this is, we can give our best and sleep well at night. That would certainly be my prayer for you, Pastor Ann, as it is my prayer for you, good people of Union and St. Luke's. Beloved, today is a day, a great day, bursting with promise. God's promise to lead you by the hand, to neither slumber nor sleep, to always have your back, to equip you with what you need to be Christ's body right here, right now. In light of those promises, you can then dare to make your promises one to another, knowing that at the end of the day, this is Christ's church, so you can give it your all and rest in the hope and assurance of Jesus Christ your Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Today's installation of Ann Knighton as pastor of both St. Luke Lutheran Church and Union Congregational United Church of Christ represents an opportunity for these two congregations and our two church bodies to express a shared commitment to ecumenical ministry and to the unity of the body of Christ.
While each of these congregations will maintain their distinct identity, their particular forms of worship, and their ways of being organized for ministry, by sharing the gifts of one pastor, they not only enter into a practical partnership for the sake of the gospel, they participate in a shared witness for the sake of the world.
Today's installation will take place in a parallel format, moving back and forth between the installation liturgy of the ELCA and that of the UCC, with Pastor Ann making her promises to each congregation and with the representatives of the two congregations, each offering their commitment and support to Pastor Ann.
In this wonderful back and forth medley of mutual affirmation, we not only learn from one another's traditions, we commit ourselves to a shared journey, knowing that Christ joins and leads us on the way together.
The Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference of the United Church of Christ greets you in the name of Jesus Christ, the head of the church in heaven and on earth. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Let us look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was waiting endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
Having been authorized by the church to install Ann Knighton, our co-worker in the gospel, as pastor, I now ask for certification of this call.
After prayerful deliberation, we of St. Luke's Lutheran Church have called Ann Knighton to serve as our minister of word and sacrament in the position of pastor. I present Ann and this letter of call.
The Union Congregational United Church of Christ, Buffalo, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, has called Reverend Ann Knighton as its pastor and teacher, and respectfully requests that the Montana Northern Wyoming Conference install her in this ministry among us, according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
Thank you. The Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference has reviewed the request of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ. We have prayerfully examined Ann, and we are pleased to install her as your pastor and teacher. Ann, servant of God, you would have been invited to come forward, but you're already here. As a sign of your acceptance of the call to this office. Installation is the action of an association of the United Church of Christ in cooperation with a local church. Installation confirms and celebrates the covenantal relationship among a local church, its pastor and teacher, and the United Church of Christ. Installation is a sign that these covenantal partners are committed to share mutually in the mission of the United Church of Christ and of the ecumenical church.
Pastor Ann, now hear these words from Scripture. First, a reading from John. Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." A reading from 1 Timothy. "Set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Attend to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, through the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Hear these words from the Apostle Paul. We beg you, our brothers and sisters, to pay proper respect to those who work among you, who guide and instruct you in the Christian life. Treat them with the greatest respect and love because of the work they do. Be at peace among yourselves. We urge you, our sister, warn the idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with all. And see that no one pays back wrong for wrong, but at all times make it your aim to do good to one another and to all people. Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants of all of you in your life in Christ Jesus. Amen.
And in the presence now of this assembly, I ask you, will you commit yourself to this new trust and responsibility in the confidence that it comes from God through the call of the church?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you preach and teach in accordance with the Holy Scriptures and with the confessions of the Lutheran Church? Will you carry out your ministry in harmony with the constitutions of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you be diligent in your study of the Holy Scriptures and faithful in your use of the means of grace?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Trusting in God's care, will you love, serve, and pray for God's people, nourish them with the word and sacraments, and lead them by your own example in faithful service and holy living?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Will you give faithful witness in the world that God's love may be made known in all that you do and all that you have been created to be?
I will, and I ask God to help me.
Almighty God, who has given you the will to do these things, graciously give you the strength and the compassion to perform them. Now I ask you, people of God, if you would stand as you are able. This is directed specifically to the people of St. Luke, but people of Union, you can answer too. People of God, will you receive Anne as a messenger of Jesus Christ, sent to serve all people with the gospel of hope and salvation? Will you regard her as a servant of Christ and a steward of the mysteries of God? If so, say we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will. God to help us.
Will you pray for Anne? Will you help and honor her in carrying out her ministry? In all things, will you strive to live together in the peace and unity of Christ? If so, say we will, and we ask God to help us.
We will, and we ask God to help us.
And the office of pastor at St. Luke Lutheran Church is now committed to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Well, this is addressed to the membership of Union Congregational UCC, but y'all can stand up and participate in it as well. Dear friends, Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo has declared that having gathered under the guidance of the Holy Spirit has called Ann Knighton to minister in this place as pastor and teacher, and that it now receives her as appointed by God for this ministry. The Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference of the United Church of Christ has declared that she has met all the necessary conditions for installation into this office. And seeing that you are called to ordained ministry by the grace of God, and that the Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo has been led to call you as pastor and teacher, are you willing to enter this covenant with its members, who are one in Christ with us in the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference?
I am willing, and I promise to serve this church faithfully, preaching and teaching the Word of God, administering the sacraments, and fulfilling the pastoral office according to the faith and order of the United Church of Christ.
Members of Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo and your companions at St. Luke's, will those who are able, you're still standing, affirm your covenant with your pastor and teacher. We, the members
of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo, receive Anne as our pastor and teacher, promising to labor with her in the ministry of the gospel and give her due honor and support. We gather with her and with the United Church of Christ as a sign of our mutual ministry in Christ's name.
You may be seated. I'm not recognizing, but do we have any other members of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference here? On their behalf and in absentia, I would simply state that we, the members of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference of the United Church of Christ, gather with you, the people and pastor and teacher of Union Congregational United Church of Christ and St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church in America in Buffalo, as a sign of our covenant and in celebration of our mutual ministry in Christ's name. At this time, I'd also like to ask if there are others who are gathered who are able to rise and affirm your support of the people and pastor of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ. So we have some visitors from the Episcopal Parish in town and around the area. Could you stand and just introduce yourselves to the people that are gathered here?
Well, for most of you, I'm familiar. Doug Wassinger of St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and I'm honored to have my colleague from further south, and I'll let her introduce herself. So.
I'm Carol Buckingham. I'm from Old Souls, KC. Started in the Episcopal Church alongside Doug.
Great. Thank you. And I don't think that you have this in writing for you to repeat, but what you're going to be agreeing to is, as brothers and sisters in faith, we gather with you, the people and pastor and teacher of Union Congregational United Church of Christ and St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church in America of Buffalo, support and celebrate your mutual ministry together in Christ's name. Is that good? Does that say it for you?
I say hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
That works for
me. You know, this is all improvisational. We're figuring it out as we're going.
Yeah, God showed up. That's what matters.
That's what matters. I invite you to join with me in the spirit of prayer. Almighty God, you have called your servants to make promises before you. Now enable us to keep our vows that we may remain steadfast in faith and fruitful in every good work. Bless, we pray, your servant Anne, to whom the care of your people in these churches are now committed. Pour out your Holy Spirit on her, on the people of Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo and St. Luke Evangelical Lutheran Church in Buffalo, on all the churches of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference and the Rocky Mountain Synod, and the additional communities of faith represented here today, that our mutual ministry may be served with all faithfulness, diligence, and courage. Grant us the spirit of power and love and of a sound mind. Make our ministry a means of awakening the careless, strengthening the faithful, and comforting the afflicted, building up your church. Guard us against the snares of temptation that we may be kept pure in heart, fervent in spirit, and valiant against evil. And at the last, by your grace, receive us in your eternal home where with you and the Holy Spirit, Christ reigns in glory, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
And I would invite you to lay a hand on Anne with me as we pray this blessing. Now the God of peace who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. At this point, we will go to the signs of the pastoral office and invite, do you have somebody who's coming with us?
Scott the Derby.
I don't know that we have signed anyone.
You know what, Scott, would you, there's Scott, president, on behalf of the congregation, can we invite you to join us as we go first to the baptismal font? And Pastor Ann, I'm going to invite you to lay your hand on the font. And on behalf of the congregation, Scott, would you share in those words?
You have been called to be among us, to baptize, to teach, and to forgive sins.
And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Now we'll go to the place where the word is proclaimed, and Ann, invite you to stand in the pulpit and lay your hands upon it, please.
You have been called to be among us, to proclaim the good news.
Amen. Amen. And Ann, if you'll come to the table and stand behind it and place your hands upon it.
You have been called to be among us, to preside at the Lord's Supper.
Amen. Amen. And we're going to go. We're going to get our steps in. Because we're going to the door. You can turn your heads or stand up if you want to. And I'll invite you to lay your hand on the side of the door here.
You have been called to be among us, to send us out in mission into our homes, our workplaces, our schools, our communities, and the world.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Scott.
And this is going to be Union Congregational UCC specific. In the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of the Montana Northern Wyoming Association and Conference, I declare you duly installed as pastor and teacher of the Union Congregational United Church of Christ of Buffalo.
Thanks be to God.
And then we have a certificate of installation to present to you. And welcome. Thank you.
And for you, people of St. Luke Lutheran Church, it is my joy and delight to present to you your pastor, Ann Knighton. Let us welcome her in the name of Christ. And this is where you get to clap in church. And before we continue with the service, we would simply invite you to say whatever is on your heart at this time.
Well, thank you for such a warm welcome. I am delighted to be with you, and I expect you to hold me to those promises that I've made today, and I expect to hold you to those promises as well, that we work together to serve not only our congregations, but to serve Buffalo and the wider world in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We turn the service over to you, Pastor.
Please stand as you are able as we confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended unto heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of community, we pray for the church around the world. Unite us in our love for you. Help us overcome our divisions, that we are encouraged to work together for your sake. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, we pray for this hurting earth. Awaken in us a new desire to care for this world and empower us to support agencies, organizations, and individual efforts to heal our environment. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of cooperation, we pray for nations of the world embroiled in conflict. Inspire leaders to listen to each other and to work toward peaceful solutions to disagreements. Protect the vulnerable, especially children, who cannot find safety in their home or country. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, we pray for all who live with mental or physical illness. Help them find appropriate care. Bring healing and wholeness when the path forward seems bleak. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, we pray for the young people of this community. Renew in us your call to welcome the children in our midst. As they grow, strengthen their faith and our commitment to them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of consolation, we give you thanks for our loved ones who have died and pray for all who grieve today. Shine your grace on all your saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share with one another a sign of peace. You may not want to touch one another, but you may want to just do a peace sign, or my favorite, the I love you in ASL. You get to sweep the room. And you will notice in your bulletin that we are taking an offering. There should be trays in the back of the room and in front. The offering today is to be given to the Buffalo Ministerial Association. And now for our offertory hymn.
With the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we pray.
Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Come to the banquet, for all is ready. We invite everyone to join in this meal. This is not our table, this is the Lord's table, and he calls all to come forward. We have white grape juice and red wine, and we also have our wafers, and we ask that you partake of them if you are able to do so. If for some reason you feel that you cannot join us in this meal, you may come forward with your hands crossed and receive a blessing. Please come forward for all is here.
Thank you.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Almighty God, even you have entrusted us to the redeeming of our hearts of this gift of life.
In your mercy, strengthen us unto this gift, and pay it toward you, and in fervent love for one another, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And before the sending, we want to invite all of the members of the clergy to come forward.
It's the holy liturgical installation photo time, but it's also a chance for us to introduce those who are visiting. So come forward, face the congregation, if you will, and we'll pass the mic down and ask you to say who you are and if you're serving where you serve. So I'm Jim Goney. I serve as Bishop of the Rocky Mountain Synod. Take our mask off to speak. For those of you from our the UCC, the Rocky Mountain Synod includes about 155 congregations in Wyoming, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas.
Again, Doug Washington of St. Luke's Episcopal Church. And a really fun note about this is that our churches are in communion. So not only we get to celebrate the Eucharist together, and we'll be able to come and celebrate with us as well. So yes. I'm looking forward to seeing those Avengers, and I like the word promise that God has for all of us.
I'm Carol Buckingham. I'm the reverend at the old Osos Episcopal Church. Just 45 minutes down the road if you want to come visit me, 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. All are welcome. As we just Doug just said, we're all in communion.
I think you know who I am by now.
I hope so. Yes.
But one thing I wanted to point out is the stole that I'm wearing was given to me by the Coulters of my home congregation, which is First Lutheran Church of Redlands, California. They've told me that each little portion of it has a story. There are some that I can see, such as the oranges and such as the musical notes, because I was in choir. And the dove at the back is from an old pyramid. And they made it reversible. There's a little flap on one of them that hides the little tab that they put together that shows why they gave it to me and who they are. So I'm wearing this in honor of that congregation that supported me and loved me enough to get me to this point.
Rich and lovely. Lynn Spencer Smith, I'm the moderator of the Montana Northern Wyoming Conference of the United Church of Christ. Our conference is 26 churches that are all throughout Montana, and then these two in Wyoming, Sheridan and Buffalo. So it's like y'all are the southern tip of the Montana Northern Wyoming Conference. The reason that you are getting me instead of our conference minister is our conference minister is on sabbatical, and right now he and his wife are trekking along the Camino in Spain. So they're about 10 days into it, and it's been great to follow their journey on Facebook as they have posted it. The other person that normally attends these, that kind of would have been the next person on the rung, is Ann Hansen, who's the chair of our Commission on Ministry. She had other commitments today as well, so, you know, I'm the third string, and here I am. I'm currently serving First Congregational Church in Great Falls, Montana, and it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Yes, indeed, a pleasure to be here. My name is Benita Knox, and I serve as pastor at St. John Lutheran in Riverton, Wyoming. And this is my first trip. I've been there since 2017. My first trip to Buffalo. I'm just thrilled to be here. And thank you for this great opportunity to serve you and to serve in our conference and to serve your people together in Wyoming.
Hi, my name is Colleen Tui. I serve Grace in Casper as pastor, but I'm a vicar, so I'm a pastor in training. So I'm delighted to be here and have another colleague so close and look forward to getting to know her better.
Hello, I'm Levi Powers. I am pastor at Mount of Olives Lutheran Church in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Nice to meet you all. Glad to be here.
You may welcome your guests. Have a couple people stand in the second row, and then have Anne in the middle. Scott, would you be going down?
So put the words behind you.
I just want to say,
the Episcopals have our back.
We have your back.
Yeah. Pastor Nathan Keith, who's a conference dean for the ELCA Wyoming Conference, had emergency surgery 2 days ago. That is why he's not here. He serves in Laramie. Otherwise, he would have joined us. So I bring you his greetings. And you can choose to be your next honor after the vote, so whatever is right for you.
Oh, okay.
It's like cheese.
Hold your breath.
Jesus. Yeah.
Okay.
Done with such grace.
And it's my practice that. Oh, we got one more. The real camera.
Although before you're finished, I would like my husband to also get into the picture. So for those who have not yet met him, this is my husband, Scott, not to be confused with Scott.
You're right. And if you all would stand as you're able, and Scott, join them. Pastor Anna, I'll have you step in the middle of the congregations, and so we can see who it is that is serving together with Anne. So if you can stand. And socially distanced, cozy up.
This is why you have a bishop who is this tall.
All right, I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and then why don't you give me a good amen. 1, 2, 3.
Amen.
You did not mean that. You mean, no. Amen is like...
Get your Baptist on.
Amen! Let's do it. We have to try to... That light in the back is not helping us. 1, 2, 3.
Amen!
That's what I'm talking about. One last time for the Trinity. 1, 2, 3.
Amen!
Thank you. Pastor, would you bless us?
And also before you leave today, today. You've already heard that we have food outside, but I also have a guest book, and I would like each person to sign the guest book, please, so that I can remember that you were here with me this day. There's a little place for a note if you'd like to make a note to me as well. I do thank you all for being here. And now, if you'll stand and receive the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. And our ascending song is Take My Life That I May Be. It is number 583.
Pastor Knighton, today we celebrate with you from afar, from the Oregon coast, as you are installed at St. Luke's and Union in Buffalo. It is a day of joy for many, for you, the call committee, St. Luke's, Union, the City of Buffalo, the Rocky Mountain Synod of the ELCA, and the Montana Northern Wyoming Conference of the UCC. I enjoyed serving in Buffalo from late October 2020 until the end of May of this year. A time of service that might well have been extended beyond the original agreement had I not had medical issues intervene. Marlis and I still treasure the relationship formed there and the fact that both congregations, though small, maintained a healthy interest in serving the community and recognizing that the church exists for the sake of the world. We have a commonality beyond our ELCA identity, Pastor Ann. You served your internship in Aberdeen, South Dakota, our home for more than 16 years. Ken was pastor at Zion from 1973 until 1990, which means that we could come up with a long list of mutual acquaintances in the city and a good shepherd in Zion congregations. In addition, my recent medical treatments took place in Loma Linda, California, near your home city of Redlands, and we have many occasions to enjoy Redlands, including concerts in the bowl. But for now, our blessings and profound good wishes as you enter this ministry. May the Spirit strengthen you and equip your day for the joys and burdens of ministry. We hope to see you and our many friends in Buffalo in the near future. Soli Deo Gloria, Pastor Ken and Marla Thoreau.
Go in peace. Share the good news.
Thanks be to God.